One, two, three.
Hello.
Well, hello.
And welcome to the Sorta Helpful podcast. This is episode 10.
It's episode
10? 10? No, it's 9.
Because the last one.
The meat of the matter
is
7.
The meat of the matter.
Still to be determined.
Yes.
And this one's 9.
I'm working on that. We're on 9.
We're on 9. Hopefully this sounds better. Still don't know why my little voice guy isn't coming up.
You see this?
I see it.
And look at me.
You know, in my mind, I think it's only picking up from your mic. Again.
I'm thinking the same thing. What if you just came over here?
Do you want to start over?
No, it'd be fine.
What if I came over there? Hang on.
Yeah, what if you make sure you're loud?
I just came over
so they hear you walking?
Hello. Is this better? I think it's only picking up from your microphone.
Maybe. Sit just in the chair.
Okay.
They're going to come in and they're going to be like, I'm going to get yelled at.
Hang on. It's okay. It's alright.
Let's just have this be the episode.
We're both vaccinated and we're here.
Yeah, okay. It's fine. Sorry, we have masks on.
We're in the studio.
We are. We're in a studio. It's fun.
And
Still technical
difficulty. But that's fine. One microphone still.
It's whatever. Who cares? As long as we get recorded, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Well, first off, get a little catch up. How you doing?
Not good. I have kind of a headache right now, to be honest.
I am sorry about that.
It's fine.
It's
in my eyes.
What have you done this week? The blank stare.
Holy shit.
There's so many buttons here and I want to press them all.
I know, me too. I was like, the keys.
No, it's fine.
What did I do this week? I went to class.
Yes. Oh,
I had to go home for a couple days.
I saw that you went home on the weekend or something when I was picking up my friends or something, right?
Yeah, I went home and because I had to take care of the moles.
The what?
The moles, the animals.
Ah.
My parents were on.
You don't have pet moles.
No, I wish. My parents were on vacation.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what happened. How about you?
I think this was the first week that I kind of bunkered my head down and just like didn't reach out to anybody specifically, like to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Like all my social encounters were natural.
Okay.
And kind of like in person, I would say.
All right.
And I don't. It's been stressful. This is the week before Thanksgiving break.
Yep.
Before we once again go to New York City.
Gotta be honest, kind of scared.
I'm scared too, but also not so scared.
Yeah. You got me.
Because it's fine.
It'll be fine. I'm scared that they're gonna be mad.
It's okay. I was like, you know, we're fine.
Yeah.
That's yesterday. Yesterday. Oh my gosh. I did not have a good day. It was one of those days where I woke up, kind of sat on my phone for 3 hours immediately after I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some work. And I have so many things to do. I have two exams this week. I have a painting project that I need to get done, and just all this other stuff, and it's daunting.
Yeah.
And it's making me want to procrastinate. But I did get some work done. But I was like, you know what? I want to go for a drive. So I went for a drive, and through campus, you know, like past the lake and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of like talked to myself, which to some people that would seem weird, but it's not, because,
talking to yourself is not weird. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
What if that came through?
That'd be fine. I don't think that came through. What'd you say?
Everyone talks to them, talks to themselves. I do it all the time. It's not weird. Whoever thinks it's weird is really dumb.
Talking to yourself is one of those things that, you think that you're the only person that does that.
In turn,
you think you're insane.
It's crazy to me. Like, the voice in her head still blows my mind. What is that?
And how everyone else thinks differently.
I don't. Like,
some people think in shapes
out there
and
right
colors.
Now, someone right there right now is thinking something in their head.
Yeah, I haven't gone that deep into it, but that is
so crazy. Everyone around us, you're thinking something right now in your head. What are you thinking right now in your head?
I'm intaking the words you're saying
to
me.
Oh my god, it's crazy to me. I have a headache right now.
Did you get new glasses?
No.
Oh, they look... I don't know.
Wow, I see.
No. What?
No. No, I don't know.
I don't see you all.
Wow, I see.
What?
Oh my god, stop.
The
that
pun.
Was so bad. Okay. I didn't know that was even on purpose.
I'm gonna...
It wasn't on purpose.
But yes, talking to yourself. It's kind of like being your own therapist in a sense.
Yes.
Or just venting, being your own listener. Mm-hmm. Because I think we've all had that person who just sits and listens, mm-hmm. and whether they get feedback or not, you know, whatever. And this year, indefinitely, I've had to be there for myself because, you're the only person that's there for you 100% of the time.
Uh-huh.
24/7, all year long, every second, there's no second that you're not with yourself. Yeah, even when you're disassociating.
Even when you're right and wrong.
Yeah. And, I don't know. I feel like to some people that sounds like isolating a little bit because you're like, well, why don't you reach out to somebody and tell them about what's going on and, like have them be your listener instead of yourself.
I'm pogging right now.
You're pogging right now. What's the pog reason?
It's just because it's funny how every time we come together, we have like the same.
We have the same problems? That's creepy.
I literally, my search history this morning was, why is it better to be alone and not have friends?
And I was listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast last night where she was talking about like, I don't need anybody.
Yeah,
I don't need to be with anybody. There's, if our friendship was to, like, go away tomorrow, I would be fine, like, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me thinking a little bit more. But, yeah. And the whole thinking of, like, well, I don't need anybody brings to mind, like, kind of losing my point right now. I'm just getting distracted by all these little things on the wall.
But.
Excuse you.
I had a corn dog this morning.
Corn dog?
Tastes just like it.
Wow.
It's good.
That's what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Isolation. Your pog face got me distracted.
I'm sorry, I just
you can't pog in front of me.
It's text to text.
That's what I was saying. Okay. So having to be there for yourself and I know a lot of people think this and we both think this. Where it's like you don't want to be a burden to anybody. So that's why you don't reach out and mm-hmm. that's why you don't voice your problems. And some would say that that's like letting everything boil up inside, but it's not.
It's
because
not.
If you talk to yourself out loud and you kind of like voice your frustrations and hear them out loud, then mm-hmm. it doesn't sound too crazy and you kind of like work your own problems out. That's what I found.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to do that because I can't call you up every time I need you, like every single time, every single moment.
And the problem with that, like, yeah, and, like, the problem with doing that, I'm not saying, like, it's a bad thing to, like, call someone up, but I'm just saying, like, you're gonna get the same, if it's the same problem, which it's almost always gonna be the same problem, because it's with me, too, and it's, you're gonna, there's a time where you run dry, where that person runs dry, like, I give you all the shit I can help you with right now, you just gotta consider it, you know what I mean? And then,
and there's that thought of, like, you don't always have the answers for me, and I don't always have the answers for you.
No.
So then that's in your head, and you're like, well, if I tell them this, then there's no reason for me to tell them that, because they're not going to give me the answer I need. And it's not putting shame on them, like, no, they don't,
no.
They can't help
me. Yeah, no, some things can't be answered. Some things don't have answers. Like, okay, no, I'm not going to get into the existentialism.
Like, maybe that has a reason.
Okay, that's a scientific reason. I will look it up right now.
I know that as a scientific reason.
I forgot what it was.
Everybody knows why the sky is blue.
I know this.
Speaking of the sky is blue.
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, of course.
Why is there little dogs in the diagram?
Because it's cute. It's
pretty cute.
Yeah, it's a light.
Greenwich.
Bro. Greenwich?
Royal Museum of Greenwich.
Where?
How's it pronounced like that? I don't know.
Greenwich?
Yeah.
Greenwich?
Greenwich?
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Greenwich? I don't know.
I don't know.
Greenwich? It's definitely Greenwich. I know that for a fact.
Anyways. Did you have any more input?
I forgot. I'm serious. I'm so tired of Eva.
Anyways. Why is someone chewed off this armchair? Disgusting.
He's got a real big bite out of this one.
Continues to feel it with hands.
No.
But yeah. I can't. It also feels kind of redundant. Like, I wouldn't want somebody calling me up every time for the same issue, being like...
It's annoying.
Yeah. And especially where it's like, I check my phone or something, and I'm like, God, why does nobody text me? And then I text that to you, like, why does nobody text me, Sonia?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know.
Bruh.
Exactly. Like, people have busy lives and stuff.
Not everyone's on their phone, especially me.
Another realization, kind of realization, not really.
What? Yeah. What about that? Yeah, Ryan. Tell me.
Is people have lives.
No.
Something that I know it boggles the mind that other people actually have lives, but yeah, you're not on everyone's mind all the time. And even when they say like, "Oh yeah, I was just thinking about you," and then they don't put any effort or something into that, it still feels fake in a sense.
Yeah, so they're just like, saying
you don't have issues. You don't have a whole family and history and stuff. You don't have any of that. You're just a blank slate to me.
Yeah. It's reality crushing, especially when, this is always constant, just disassociating. When you're disassociating and you're walking around and then some, like, these people aren't real.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Every single person on this planet has a life.
I know, but at this moment, I am the only person on this.
Yeah.
Nobody else understands.
We'll never be able to, like, switch into other people's minds.
God.
Figure out, like,
that's Black Mirror shit.
What it feels like to actually be you.
Isn't that a Black Mirror episode?
I don't watch Black Mirror.
Me neither, but I definitely have heard of it. I think it's like
probably something about it.
I want to do a podcast where we just talk about TV shows and movies.
That we could do a segment about that. That
sounds so fun.
I mean, I'm not really well versed in TV shows and movies.
I'm not that either.
I still have a Beetlejuice keychain, and I still haven't watched Beetlejuice. And the whole month of October has just passed.
Gravely upset.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to throw it.
I know.
I wanted to stomp on it.
It's adorable. It's a little sandworm.
It is a little sandworm.
Oh my.
What a great scene in the movie. If only you've seen it.
If only I could understand what's happening.
If only you know. Anyway. What are we talking about?
Input from you? Did you forget again? Did about you forewore?
Oh, please stop. With a little skull face.
What?
The skull face?
I forgore
skull face? I forgore. That's so cringe. I hate that. I hate that I'm a part of this.
What are your pet peeves?
That? No, my pet peeves? I don't...
Growing up, I didn't know what the definition of pet peeves was. Like, I got a Monster High doll, and it said what their pet peeve was, and yeah. I thought that was referring to their pet that they had that came in the package.
Named Peeves?
Kind of? I don't know. I didn't understand
it. Why did I say that? Okay, I gotta stop. I'm like, quip.
But I think the definition of pet peeves is something that just eggs you on. It bothers
you. It annoys you. Yeah.
Like, one of my pet peeves that's really insignificant is when somebody uses a fork with pizza. Or, really? Like...
Really?
Yeah, like, or if you're eating rice or corn or peas and you're using a fork and not a spoon.
That is annoying.
Or mashed potatoes, too.
When people...
and cheese?
Yeah, no, this is pretty basic, but when pretty people basic. Fucking chew with their mouth open, yes. Or when they're chewing gum that...
Like, you're in a very quiet room and you can hear them, like, swallow
or the chewing sound.
Everything.
The
crunchy.
I always get scared when I'm chewing chips.
Me too. Like, I put my AirPods in and I record myself as I'm chewing the chips and then I play it back and I listen to it and I'm like, oh, that's not that loud. Or
I turn to anybody who's sitting next to me, I'm like, please tell me I'm not chewing. Am I chewing too loud? I do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to know that I'm, because it's really loud in your ears. It's really loud in your head.
Yeah.
So I get nervous. What's another problem?
And that's why we can't hear what we actually sound like until we're recorded, because there's a reverb.
It. I'm going to be honest.
What's up?
It's growing on me.
It's growing on you?
It's growing on me.
Your recording voice?
Yeah. My voice is growing on me. Let me think. My pet peeves?
I guess, like, when people stare at you, do you hate that? Am I coming through, or is this just my imagination?
I think you are coming through. I'm just louder.
That's so weird.
What if you talk like that the whole time?
What if I talk like this the whole time? How am I still not coming up to the...
What is the deal?
I don't know. With airplane food. It's because I'm not over here.
Yeah, I was going to think that. Just touch your head in here.
I don't know.
This is going to be a dope episode.
It's Let me think. Pet peeves.
I don't like when people stare at me. I
was just going
to
say
that. I stare at them, like, back. I tell you to do that.
Yeah. I don't.
You
sometimes I do that with strangers. Like,
women.
I'm just walking on the street or on campus or somewhere.
And you stare at them?
And they're staring at me, and I just, like, keep looking at them.
You make eye contact.
And then they look away, and it's like...
I do it with people in cars, too.
I catch people so many times just staring at me.
I don't hate it.
And that reminds me of something that I heard. I don't know where I heard it from. Great source. But you're not invisible. In society, you're not invisible. When you walk into the cafeteria or something, you're not invisible. People can see you. That's crazy. When you're at the grocery store and you're waiting in line, people can see you waiting in line. People can see you cashing out your little foods.
Yes, you're a human, you're a solid object.
Blows my mind sometimes. And I realize that when I'm in public, and it freaks me out. Because I'm like, why are these people, like, ever so perfectly in my way? It seems like I'm not there, and they're just there, and I need
to be there. You know what's really funny to me?
What's the funniest?
When I got out of quarantine, and I finally went back out into the world, nobody looked at me. And that was a major issue for me. Because I was already very paranoid. I grew a lot of paranoia in isolation like that. And a lot of different other anxieties. And so for me, going out there and not having people look at me made me feel like I didn't
exist. Died or something?
Like, I was like, am I not here? And it proved my point that I created when I was getting more paranoid in quarantine. Was that I am completely irrelevant and I'm invisible and nobody cares. But now that I'm here and now that I'm out here just living a life and I'm more, well, quote-unquote, more significant than I used to be when I wasn't around and isolated from society, I hate it.
You hate being perceived?
I hate being looked at. In fact, it makes me feel even worse because the way that people look, especially with these masks.
Daunting.
You can't tell the other facial expressions. And sometimes people have a resting bitch eye. Like, I know I do.
I know.
And you don't know what the rest of their face, like, you don't know if they're like, you know, like, so, and making gross faces, like, oh, do I look gross? Is my hair weird? Am I ugly? Am I, like, you know what
something
I mean?
Something is
wrong. I hate this. It's not, to, like, it's a double-edged sword.
You have to walk past them after they stared at you and you're like, checking your sweater and
stuff. Oh my god, your hair.
I do that a lot with my hair. I know my hair's frizzy sometimes.
I can't help it. Curly hair.
And I do a little ring check and
see. I do the same thing.
Am I dirty? Am I scummy?
Oh my god, the mask. Just too swaggy? The mask check is not crooked.
Check, yeah, my glasses.
All of them. Glass, yeah, definitely.
All of it.
I don't like that. No.
Truly, truly shivering and scary.
Let me think of another
I don't like when people say that they're going to do something and they don't do it. But that is a very hypocritical statement because I do that a lot.
I have this weird white creamy substance.
Careful.
All over the crevices of this computer.
Oh, I see. Is that lotion?
I really have no goddamn idea what this is. It was in this charger, too.
A little concerned.
What is it?
Did you spill something on your laptop?
I don't know. Look at my bag.
Well, don't know.
There's nothing
so else. It's concerning.
Whatever, dude. I don't
care. Back with that hypocritical pet peeve, I would say, like, when people say, like, oh, yeah, I want to try and reach out more. Like, I want to try and do this. And it's something, like, they want to better themselves with. And then you see them not trying.
Yeah.
To...
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me upset empty because words. When someone, yeah, empty words, when someone just says something to say something, that's crazy.
Do it every time.
You do it?
No, people do it every time.
It's like, geez, I gotta watch out.
No, I don't.
I'm just joking.
Somebody's a little toxic.
Yes. I don't think.
Maybe a little toxic.
I don't think I say things just to say them.
I don't think so either.
You know, if it's like a, and we touched on this last podcast where it's like, if you say maybe, it means yes or no or maybe or what, you know, the meaning of maybe when you say it, to say
did
it.
We talk about this last episode?
We did.
I remember talking about it.
But just, yeah, there you go. Saying things to say them. Like, I'm not going to say, like, oh, you look good today, just to say it. I'm not going to say it.
No, it's a waste. That's a waste of breath right there.
That's what I fear in my head. And some people say, like, oh, you fear, like, being pitied by others because you pity others. But that's not the case.
You fear what you do?
Something like that. But I don't
that's do 100% that, though.
Really?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
It is, but I don't pity others.
Are you sure?
I feel bad for people sometimes. Is that pity? I don't
Yeah, send... right? Let's look up the actual definition of pity, because I do struggle with this myself.
But what I mean is pitying. The freaking images for pitying. This is me. I'm not going to say someone looks good for no reason. I say it because I want to. And then when people compliment me, I feel like I'm being pitied. Like, they know I don't look good, so they're going to say I look good. You know what I mean?
I don't think people... Other I'm going to emphasize other people, because I do. So I want to say, I don't think other people think that hard.
True.
About stuff like that. I feel people, many people that I witness in an everyday life, they're
brain distracted.
they're simple. Simple-minded. A lot of people, I mean...
It's not a bad thing.
No.
It's just because it's like, the average Joe is not going to put so much thought in, like, just walking down the street.
No. Absolutely not.
As opposed to someone like me, where I'm like, oh my god, that person was cool. Oh my god, are they going to kill me?
But now that I think about it, two out of you and I just happen to be together. Two out of, I don't know what. Let's get mathematical real quick. Let's get ratio.
It's not my strong suit, man.
So, let's consider the fact that there just happens to be two people in this room right now who think the same way, have the same anxieties, right, and stuff like that.
Very... close odds, which are true. What?
The possibility of other people, like, in this other building, and like outside this door right now, probably are the same way. So now that I think about it, these people probably do. Like, we're gonna walk past somebody.
Yeah,
and maybe they do.
They do have. Again, they have a life, they have troubles, exactly. They have...
But some people do think simpler. Mm-hmm. And I'm jealous of those people. I know a lot of them.
Yeah, like, that just... They don't think. They don't put too much stress. They don't have such anxiety or paranoia or whatever into just walking out the door.
Like, oh my god.
For example, my dad.
Father.
He's got a mission. He's always on a mission. He puts on his clothes, he gets out the door, and he goes.
He's just been around long enough to realize he doesn't have to care.
Exactly. It's this, you know, we're still teenagers.
Exactly. We're 18 years old.
Oh my god, another mind-blowing factor. I keep forgetting about that. I don't feel like anything, though. I don't feel like a child, I don't feel like a teenager, I feel like an adult. I feel neutral.
Me too.
And that's crazy.
I think once we get farther out, we'll be fine.
I know, but it's like...
I know, but right now?
It's right now,
What about
though?
Right now?
The other thing that I heard, just assume everything that I, like, quote-unquote heard is from TikTok. Because that's pretty much... I get all these inspirational things. I get my news from there, you know.
Everyone does, and it pisses... that's a pet peeve of mine. There you go, TikTok. I hate it.
TikTok's news. Damn it. Kind of lost it.
It's okay. When you think about that, I'm gonna say that. Okay. Whenever I talk about what my dream job would be with my father, he's like, "What's the difference?" He asks me, "What's the difference between you and this person?" And he always says, "They live the life."
True.
And I'm like, "Well, okay." I'm not formed.
I am not gonna
be this person next week. There is a possibility I won't be. I mean, that's rash. That's a little...
Bold and brash.
Yeah, I'm going to be. Well, like, let's say 3 months from now, I have a life-changing experience. Say we go to New York next week. Something happens.
Good.
Something good happens. Something very good happens. Not the same.
The city could change you.
Even though I've been there and experienced it multiple times, you never know.
The city could change us.
Yeah, together. Maybe we get found. Somehow we do something.
Somehow
we get...
In a perfect world. Jeez.
So, I'm, like, playing the piano in the middle of time, somewhere where there's a piano, and, like, you're singing, and then we get found.
Start a little dancing, and then the producer walks by, like, I play my toes.
We get a Broadway show.
What's that show called?
What?
Oh my god, I feel so bad. Gil Faison and...
Are you talking about my show? Oh, hello?
Oh, hello, Jesus.
My
it's
play?
So simple. Yes, your play.
Yeah, well, we could definitely...
We get our own oh, hello.
I wish.
The thing that I was saying is... some person, spiritual, whatever, on TikTok was like, a lot of people who are... a lot of people who are traumatized at a young age don't really see themselves ever accomplishing big milestones in their lives.
Oh my
god. And don't really see a future for themselves, even if we have it planned out for us. And that is crazy.
I need water.
Me too.
I am so headache. I have such a bad headache that made it worse. I really need water.
I'm putting moisture onto you via manifestation.
The girl on TikTok?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The chakra?
Chakra?
Girl?
Nope.
It somehow worked that one time.
Somehow worked.
Yeah. It's the it's albino. Jesus
what?
Christ, Sonia.
It's like the
not albino.
Remember when people thought that you could get the coronavirus?
Gazebo. Gazebo.
Placebo.
Thank you. Placebo effect. The gazebo
you said
effect.
Gazebo, and I thought it.
Yeah, because I knew it sounded like it, so that's why I said that.
Yeah, in the movie Coming Clutch.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's being traumatized and having mental illness and stuff can cause you to not see a future for yourself. So where you feel this stagnant thing, like, I know I felt it when we graduated high school. Like, I still can't believe that I did that. It doesn't feel like I did that, even though I have the proof of it.
Yeah.
And not, this is kind of dark, a little grim.
We like
I never
that.
Thought I could get to 18. I never thought I could actually graduate high school and get to college.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't seem like it was going to happen. And it doesn't, again, doesn't seem like we're going to hit this big milestone of going to New York City. It doesn't seem like I'm going to live to 25 and see 55 and all that stuff. Nothing. I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
I'm planning on living
for
as long as I can.
Yeah.
It's just
but
that
it's
weird mental block.
Yeah, yeah, no. And I just want to say, I think a really big problem with you and I is that we're here in Oswego.
True.
I constantly think to myself, I made a mistake staying here.
For college.
I feel like I drew myself back. I feel like, imagine I'm walking here.
What?
Walking here. I'm walking here.
She's walking here.
I'm walking.
To here.
I don't know what's wrong with me. That's I don't know. I'm just not going to joke around. Okay, so I'm walking. And then there's me behind me. And then I have a lasso. And I grab on to other me. And I pull myself back. That's what it feels like. I feel mm-hmm. like I am doing myself a disfavor by being here. Even though it's probably going to be the same getting education every anywhere else. And
probably more expensive.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. In my head, there's a higher.
It feels like you've made a. It feels like you're not doing the right thing.
There's, where
because,
I am.
Because doing the right thing should feel something different. Than
yes,
doing the
I feel
right
like
thing.
I need to be somewhere that I haven't been my whole life.
Yeah, with me, I was. I didn't want to go to college. You know that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that pretty much. And this is just kind of. Another example of me going through the motions of life,
mm-hmm.
which I was against a while ago, where I was like, no, I don't want to do what everyone else is doing. I don't want
right.
to go to college, get a degree, start a job, get my own house, get an apartment, like do all this stuff that
yeah.
it's just the steps that we've created for this like American dream life, whatever,
mm-hmm.
To be sustainable and, successful. And was there something I could do about it to get out of here? Yes. Did I have enough money or, like, I was 17 when I, or 16 when I said I didn't want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I had little to no money, little to no life experience,
mm-hmm.
and I could have never done that. I could have never just started my life from there.
Right.
Even at 17 or 18 now, like, there's still so much that I'm learning, and it's crazy. Even when you think that, like, oh, I've learned it all. I've been through it all. No, you haven't.
No, absolutely
We're 18.
Not. Yeah,
we're
no.
just on the cusp of becoming adults.
And we're a freshman. First semester.
Freshman
well,
in college.
Technically first semester, not even over yet.
Which that is, that little segue there to what I was thinking and talking to myself yesterday about was I was just, I feel like we're all just getting used to the concept of college,
mm-hmm.
and all these new peoples, all this, these new people, and, like, living in the dorms, and classes, and everything, and we're getting used to it, and we're, like, 3-ish weeks away from next semester, from a big break, which is gonna reset us, because we're gonna get used to not having school,
yeah.
and then we're gonna be back in school in the spring.
I think that's gonna do me, that's gonna make me better, though, I'm gonna be honest.
True. But then we're gonna have to get used to a new list of classes, a new schedule, and new people, but too. There's so many more people that we have to meet.
I'm so excited.
And we thought that we were just over with the, meeting new people.
Yeah.
Like, this is all that we've got. No, there's still more. There's still more going up to people and saying, hi, hello, can you be a part of my life? Yes, no, who mm-hmm. are you? And I don't know if that's good or bad, especially for me, because I crave change a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is getting a little overboard, in a sense. I'm not sure. It's my first semester, so I'm very biased.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like getting used to a certain routine and then changing it right when it hits the sweet spot and then changing it again is going to be a little weird for me, even though college and this time of my life is a very important time to be changing and growing
yeah.
and moving back and forth.
Get used to rapid growth. But I also have to say that I think that's why the big break is going to be beneficial, because instead of having to change a schedule and then going, like, you have this schedule right now and then going right to the other schedule, I think that's more stressful than having this break to relax, reset your brain. Because I'm going to be honest, this semester doesn't matter, because these classes are not what you want.
They were chose for us.
And the difference here is you chose your classes for next semester, and from here on out, you can choose your classes. Use what yes. you want, you can change your major, you can do anything you want. And I think that's a huge difference and something that's more positively significant than considering how this is going to be too quick of a change, but it's going to be, once you get there, I think
it's a realize. Change that we want because we get
yeah.
to choose the change.
Yeah, I think you're going to be more comfortable during this break and you won't be in the mindset you are for the first part of the semester in the year. So I think, I haven't thought about this yet, and this was just a whim, really, considering it. Excuse
me, Nick, Craig.
You're fine. Considering it, like, right now, I think it makes sense that it's going to be, you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
No, I'm saying it from a perspective of someone who shares the same
mental capacity.
Yeah.
Another thing that I had to think about was, I'm going to be working again in the wintertime.
What are you going
to
do?
I'll be working at the flower shop again that I worked over in the summertime.
Oh, okay.
Which is a good job. That's most important in life, is being happy with where you work.
Absolutely.
Still afraid to step back into my old job, because I feel like they're going to beg me to work, because there's so many people that are quitting.
Yeah. Don't. Fuck TJ Maxx.
Yeah. I'm not going to have... I don't think I'm going to have that much of a social life in the wintertime, because everyone's going to go away.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
I don't want... I feel like you feel the same way. We don't want to burn each other out. There's a certain harmony to it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't hang out with each other every single day, every single time.
Yeah, I do that on purpose.
Thank you.
I don't talk to you every day. In fact, I only talk to you when I need it.
You
only
talk to me when I reach out.
Or when I really need to. But yeah. I do that on purpose. It's not that I'm ignoring you or forgetting about you. And I think about this often, how specifically you, actually. I'm gonna be honest here. Let me be honest here.
Perceiving.
No, I'm perceiving for what you really are.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, true.
And how you feel. And I'm perceiving your feelings.
I'm grateful for that reassurance that you gave me just then.
Yeah.
I was very much overthinking it, even though I have nothing to worry about.
No.
Don't cross
my eyes cross sometimes. Listen, okay. I know that you have a problem with not, like, people talking to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about my place, and I choose not to do it.
Not to reach out?
Yes, for reasons.
Because then it would seem like you're pitying me?
No, because I don't think it's healthy. Mm-hmm. And for our future and our friendship, I consider the options, and the best option is to not be so, like, up each other's asses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's more for new friendships. I think it's more important to be up someone's asshole when you just got to know each other for a couple... You just met. Say, take... Who's my my closest friend here? Is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe and I are together almost all the time. And we haven't gotten sick of each other yet. I guess it just makes sense. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget. It's just, I don't forget, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're just so close.
So close.
And I think that's because I hung out with him all the time. And we know each other's, we know each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. And he's going to go back to Pennsylvania.
During the break.
And I'm not, and it's different because he's not going to be here at all.
It's going to be, you know, that's...
You got to take all that you can get.
Yeah.
It's different when you live in the same town.
There's no, like, right way or, like, learner's book on how to keep a friendship.
No.
Like, so, again, as a 18-year-old still trying to figure stuff out, I haven't been able to find my happy medium of what I need, because I feel overwhelmed when people text me a lot.
Me too.
Or just, like, multiple people, and it just all happens at the same time, obviously, and perfectly, coincidentally. Yeah. And then when, you know, I check my phone and there's absolutely no notifications and no reason for me to even have my Do Not Disturb on,
mm-hmm.
it makes me upset because I feel unwanted. I feel mm-hmm. like nobody's ever thinking about me and no one ever,
mm-hmm.
I'm, like, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, and I hate texting. It's also a part of the fact that I hate texting people, and I don't think I need to do it. Because you shouldn't have to, like, try... you shouldn't have to text somebody to be with them, like, stay connected. Because
mm-hmm.
imagine how things were without, you know? How did people in the old days do this, okay? Without this piece of shit.
Exactly.
So I don't... And that's another reason. Like, I do everything on purpose. It's not like I'm doing it mindlessly to hurt anybody. It's because I'm completely mindful of my decisions. Anyway.
We make a fair point.
Anyway. What was I saying? What was I saying before I said that?
You purposely don't reach out to me because...
Not you?
No. Me? To other people? You don't need to always stay in contact with people to be in contact with people?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. But I thought I was saying something else before that.
I'm not sure.
I was starting to say that I hate texting people.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. Here's another. I forget so easily.
It's okay.
It'll come to me probably. Just could say something.
Wow, it's only been I guess we had a late start, so.
Yeah.
What
time is it?
It hasn't been that long.
2:58?
It's almost 3.
Oh, I'm tired.
It's okay. But yeah, that's something that I need a lot is reassurance.
Yeah.
Because, again, with myself all the time, stuck with my own thoughts. And it's pretty annoying to reach out to somebody all the time and be like, hey, do you hate me? And also seems off-putting to receive that text message. Like, what? Like, because mm-hmm. they're not thinking about that the way I'm thinking about that, obviously.
Right. Okay, now I remember, I think, what I was going to say.
Go for it.
I have the same issue where it's, I don't text people, but when people don't text me, I'm upset about it. But then... It's the same thing when people don't hang out with me. Because I'm, like I said, I'm more of a in-person, physical interaction, hanging out kind of person instead of a texting and calling kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So when people don't hang out with me when they're, like, in the same building as me, but they're with doing something else,
mm-hmm.
it's completely irrational, but I get upset about it.
Me too. Because it's, like, I'm always pretty much... 99.9% of the time, always up to spontaneous hangouts.
Yeah.
If I have some free time and I pass you in the hallway, let's hang out.
Absolutely.
Right now, until we got something else to do.
Yeah.
to get that quality time in, you know, to try and squeeze in as much friendship as you can. And with, especially with college, it's such a rush because you don't know who's going to stay in your life.
Yeah.
And for how long and how much time you have and how much you're going to get to know them. So it's stressful. And it's totally overthinking that. Like, I shouldn't be overthinking that. But, yeah, I think I just need to take a step back and learn how to be alone more. I thought I already learned how to be alone. Nope. It's difficult. It's lonely, surprisingly.
It does not have to be.
More
than 50% of the time, it's not. It's just your brain thinking that it is. Because being alone, like, I was looking up why it's good to not have, like, friends. It was because you understand yourself more. You get that alone time, but you also have to be careful to not have too much alone time. So it's very important to find the sweet spot between too much alone time and then the perfect amount of alone time.
And it's still hard because I don't know what the perfect amount is.
That's why you gotta have some alone time. Maybe during the winter break, you take that opportunity and figure that out for yourself.
It's hard because my brain always wants to be doing something.
I know, I understand
and
that.
And this whole week, whether it's been healthy for me to take, quote-unquote, alone time and not try to hang out with everybody every time I'm free, it's been a lot of screen time. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Unhealthy amounts. Because I'm so bored, and
yep.
I burn myself out with all the hobbies and talents that I have,
uh-huh.
that I get underwhelmed, I guess.
So I gotta find something now.
I know, it's...
And I need to do the same thing, but I'm too lazy.
It's a very confusing world.
I wish I wasn't so lazy and tired all the time. I wish I wasn't depressed.
Mm-hmm. That is...
I wish
most
I was did not.
What everyone wishes. Right. Do you want to wrap this up?
At 41 minutes?
We usually do it at 45, but you know.
Yeah, I have a headache.
Sure.
Okay, well.
Sometimes your mental health comes first.
Facts.
And health.
Absolutely.
Right.
I need to go to Starbucks though and steal some crackers.
I will join you if you'd like.
Okay, that's fine.
It is a Sunday.
It is a Sunday.
Lord's Day.
Okay. It is the Lord's Day.
I used to go to church. That was...
Me too!
That was weird.
Me too, and then they said something bad about my family and everyone again.
Oh, I just stopped going.
I just found out God is... just wasn't real. I woke up one day, I'm like, you know what?
After praying at my bed, on my knees at night, in a different language, I was like, hey, come on. Nothing. I don't have a
this
pony. I don't have the toys that I asked
for.
Yeah,
but maybe God was like, no, she too much. It's too much. She can't have a pony.
That's why I was going back and forth a lot. Even as a child, I had very existential thoughts.
I do too. Anyway, I'm not saying God does exist. Allah, Jude. I don't know enough about religions to not make anybody who's religious upset about this.
I don't know either. it was really random, but. Yes, this has been
the sort of helpful podcast. That was better than the first time.
Yes. You can follow us on our Instagram. It's our podcast name with underscores and spaces.
Yes.
Tell us anything you want. Tell us what you're going through. If you want us to talk about anything in particular.
Yes.
And listen to us on Spotify and Castos.
I wonder if he'll listen to us. If anybody at all.
There's not a way to look at the analytics, I don't think. Unless you're running the whole thing.
I only know two people.
I know a couple.
Okay.
But yes, thank you so much for listening to us ramble and have existential crises together.
Thank you.
And yeah, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.